The purpose of this audio file is simply to explain the blended course request document. Please open the blended course request document as you listen to the file. The first point I want to emphasize is that the blended course request document and all signatures must be obtained prior to the semester timetable requests. You should check with your department chair for exact dates when your department chair will submit the timetable request, but in general, I believe that spring timetable requests start in May and are finalized sometime in early September. Summer timetable requests start in September and are finalized sometime in early November. And fall timetable requests start in October and are finalized sometime early in February. Again, your department chair may finalize the requests earlier than others or later than others, so you should check with your department chair when the exact date is needed. You start out with some standard information, your name, course name and number, and if you'd write out the full name of the course, that would be appreciated. Semester and year you're going to teach the blended course. The first question, have you successfully completed blended learning training, is simply because if you're going to do multiple blended courses, you only have to complete the training once, although you'll have to submit each new course for acceptance by the DEAC and the dean and chairs. The second question is simply, has the specific course been successfully adopted as a blended learning course in the past? And so if you've completed this course in the past, it's a simple document to say, yes, I've completed the training and I have taken the course through the adoption process. And so we know that, or perhaps you have completed the training but you have a new course. And then just a simple detailed justification of why you're offering the course for improved learning outcomes or other reasons. And please look at the hybrid course guidelines that are attached in this module so you can see in advance if your course has a high chance of meeting some of the guidelines to be accepted. After the justification, there are some standard agreement statements that you agree to complete the blended learning training and the submission guidelines for the courses in an appropriate time period. You understand that you'll complete the training, the course methodology, and the first blended course that you teach, you'll be compensated $250. So that's basically only for the first course. After that, we feel you have the process down and you're revising a traditional course. You're revising a blended course, is going through it at any time. The training is just to emphasize the different methodology that might be used and approached in a blended course. And it's a small stipend, we realize, but we wanted to give some small type of compensation and recognition of completing the training. Finally, we have a general statement. I agree the blended course worked well for this course will be shared property of College of Business and Economics and myself. We're using the same philosophy with the online courses, and that we understand there may be multiple sections over a period of years of people teaching blended courses, and we want to learn from each other. Most times faculty choose to develop their own online activities to go with their blended courses, but people might work together or people might want to use an activity that's particularly useful in another course, and we hope that everybody is willing to share their learning and their knowledge with each other. We found in the past this has been the case with the online classes. In addition, there are some unique cases. For example, this semester we have a case where somebody was assigned a course just 3 weeks before school started, and certainly by seeing the online activities in a blended course, it would help that person prepare for that class if somebody leaves for an emergency or some other type of situation. Finally, you have the approval signatures of the applicant, the department chairperson, the DEAC chairperson, and the college dean. If you have any questions concerning this document or how the process will take place for training or for submission of all the courses, please give me a call or stop by my office. Take care.